he too had to experience these same three practices in service for his Father. He did it during his earthly ministry. In other words, he suffered. He spoke the word for his Father and the words that his Father gave him. And finally, he required some strength. Somebody say, what type of strength did he require? Wasn't he God? Praise God. Yes, he was. But praise God, he was in human form. And he needed the strength of his Father. Because if it had not been for the strength of his Father, he could not have withstood the whipping that he took. If it had not been for, praise God, the strength of the Spirit, he could not have, praise God, endured the ridicule. If it had not been, praise God, for the strength of his Father and the Spirit of God, he would not have been able to endure the crown that had 72 thorns thrust in his head. If it had not been, praise God, for the strength of the Father and the Spirit that was on the inside of him, there is no way he could have walked up a hill called Calvary, even though they had to depend on one man to take the cross up. He still had to walk up.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT. Gina, Alexandria.
Awesome rule until redeeming.
Good with the CA. You are tuned into the spiritual part of the broadcast.
But when we put it all together, this is what we like to call you, Gina Jesus.
Let's tune in.
That's what
evangelist
Ronnie
Bell takes you further.
You were born
to the word
in a
manger.
I want to begin the message today with a series of questions. Number one, are you a remnant? Number two, do you know what the will of God is? Number three, are you doing the will of God? I will begin with question number one. Are you a remnant? Romans 9:27. Isaiah also cried concerning Israel, though the number of the children of Israel are like the sands of the sea, only a remnant shall be saved. We know that there were 1 to 2 million people that made up the children of Israel that Moses brought out of the land of Egypt into the desert. They stayed there for 40 years. All the hard-headed, disgruntled people died, and only the children, 20 years and younger, were spared. Only a small portion, a small number of those children of Israel were saved and went on over into the promised land. We know that in the first world, there were only 8 people saved, and that was Noah and his family. The world was destroyed with water, and we know that only 8 people survived. And so we don't want to be deceived. Just like God dealt with the people in Noah's generation, he's gonna deal with us the same way. Just like he dealt with the people in Moses' generation, He's going to deal with us the same way. And Isaiah said, the people of Israel was as the sand of the sea, but only a remnant or a small portion of those people were saved. Out of all those people, only a small portion were saved. Saints of God, don't be deceived. Jesus said, not all those that call him Lord, Lord, or say unto him, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom. He said that those people that honor him, they got some that honor him with their mouth, but their hearts is far from him. We wanna be in that small group known as a remnant that live holy and obey God. I'm called to preach, teach, to prophesy, to speak the word plain, clear, and unadulterated. He called me to speak to the remnant. He wants me to drive home the message of what his will is and what his ways are to a people who wants what he wants, a people that want to live like he has specified throughout the whole entire Bible. The word of God must stand by itself. He doesn't need anything or anyone to stand in his place. God doesn't need our ideology or even our thoughts that comes from us. That means as ministers of the gospel, we can't come to you with our own philosophy or set of beliefs or values. God has his own doctrine, his own beliefs, his own social plans, instructional plans, and personal individual plans for each of us. He have personal plans for us to follow. It's spelled out in his word. We have an opportunity right now. We have an opportunity, a great opportunity right now, to line ourselves up with the word of God. Some of us have stepped so far out of the will of God until we have forgotten what God's word says to us. We have to get right back into the fight, because it's a fight to our faith. So we can start thinking clearly, be sincere and serious, and get involved with the ways and the means in which God has set forth in his word for us to live by. We need to make sure that we can activate that word, and he'll help us to put all of the Bible into the proper perspective when we seek him and desire those things of him. We have to make a decision. Will you be a remnant or a part of the masses who wants to just dance? They wants to shout, they want to get excited, they want to hear messages that tickles their intellect, and they just want to go to church. They want to be a part of an organization. But how many know that that's not what God called them for? All those things are good. I'm not knocking any of them. All those things are good. But God wants us to live the word. We're only going to get credit for the word that we live. That's what we're going to get credit for. If you're willing and obedient, he say, you shall eat the good of the land. We must keep in mind a remnant is a small portion of the masses of people that say they are Christians. You know, there are so many people that say they're Christians, but they're not living the Christian life. And we're going to get into that in just a moment when we start looking at the scriptures. We want to move on to our second question. And that second question is, do you know what the will of God is? Our first scripture is found in Romans 12, I think 1 through 21. And it reads like this. I beseech ye therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Number 2 says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Number 3 says, for I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, do not think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according to as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ, and everyone members one of another. See, we have to know that we're not out here by ourselves as Christians. Each one of us stands together. God does not have a divided church. Christ does not have a divided body. We're all one, and we're all one and members together. So we need to remember that. When we're out there sinning and doing things we shouldn't do, when we're not adhering to the standards that God has given us, it's a condemnation on the whole body. So we need to correct that stuff. Number 6 says, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whereby prophecy, let us prophesy according to the portion of faith. Our ministry, let us wait on our ministering. Or he that teaches, let him wait on teaching. Number 8, on he that exalteth, let him wait on exaltation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth, with diligence. He that showeth mercy, with cheerfulness. Number 9 says, let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. And he said, cleave to that which is good. Number 10 says, be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. See, God don't want us to prefer ourselves first. He don't want us to put ourselves first. He wants us to put somebody else first. Number 11 says, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. See, there's that prayer again. That's something you're never going to get away from, is praying. That was the lesson for the last 2 weeks, was about prayer. We need to know that prayer is a necessary staple for the child of God. God said man ought to always pray and not to faint. Number 14 says, bless them which persecute you, and curse, and don't curse them. He said, rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one to another. Mind not the high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. See, that don't mean that you just do what you want to do when you want to do it, and you do it under the cover of darkness. He said, do it in the sight of all men. Number 18, if it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. How do you live peaceably with all men? By continuing to do the word of God. We'll be in peace if we live according to what God says. And in all of these things, you listen to them real carefully, and you'll see a lot of things that's not being done now in this world, and it's making the world chaotic. It's making people crazy. People are killing people, and all sort of things are happening because we're not paying attention to the word of God. A sermon is good to hear. Somebody screaming and hollering and yelling, and the organ playing, and every beat of the drum is just beautiful. That's fine. But how are you living when you go back home? Verse 19 says, dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves,